HugoBuffaloFootball.com and taking a look at today's Media Day coverage of the Hugo Buffaloes 2009 season under Coach Darrell Williamson, Will Payne, along with Will Smith, and just getting finished with Media Day and now having the post-game here at the Busy Bee. What did you think of so far of looking at the Darrell Williamson 2009 season for the Buffaloes?
Well, I'm telling you, from a fan standpoint, it's going to be a lot different. You're going to see the spread offense, which is well-suited for Willie McAllister, by the way. He was by far the star of the scrimmage today. Broke several long runs out of that spread formation. A couple of dump-off passes he scored on, too. So offensively, I think McAllister will be the focal point. And defensively, those linebackers, Brian Holbrook, Trevor Laughlin, Raper, all those guys, Lee Wolf, man, they dominated when they were in there when it was ones versus twos. So looking pretty stout on defense, especially the linebacking corps, and Willie McAllister on offense.
All right, let's talk a little bit about offense and defense formation that you saw during the scrimmage. Obviously, things are going to be real simple because it's early in the season. But what did you see on the offensive side of the ball as far as how they lined up with Ryan Debo, the new quarterback for the Hugo Buffaloes?
Well, they lined him up in shotgun formation. Center was having a little bit of trouble. Kind of looked like Al Johnson trying to get that shotgun snap back to him. It's a little, you know, it's kind of like a lob back there sometimes. Sometimes it was a dribble. But the center will get used to that, and they'll be fine. But they had him back in shotgun. They had wide receivers on both sides, and they had slot receivers on both sides. So they had four wides, and they had McAllister in the backfield. And that's what they're spreading people out, running McAllister out to the side, dumping passes off to him, throwing deep. It looked really good.
All right, defensively, in the coaches show last week, we talked to Coach Williamson, and he talked a little bit about the fact that he was a little light on linemen and on the defensive side of the ball, looking at maybe a three down, five linebackers. What did you see on the defensive side as far as formation?
Well, I did see a lot of linebackers out there and not a lot of linemen. Look like we're stacked either in a 3-4 or I don't know, maybe a 2-5. I don't know. It looked like there's a lot of linebackers out there. But I was in my bird's eye view trying to get just a grasp of what was going on. And I'm telling you, though, those linebackers, they were really getting to the quarterback on those passing formations.
Well, you know, in the last couple of years, we've really seen a lot of our competitors, such as Shakota, such as Roland, and even Durant. They like to spread the ball out, and if you've got five or six big linemen, you're going to be outmatched when it comes to six wide receivers.
Yeah, and that's what they were. And even going back to the Metro game last year, all of those guys, they're not overly big linemen. They're fast. They run a spread formation, and we had a little bit of trouble getting to them last year. So we never did put any pressure on the quarterback when we played Durant.
All right, so we'll continue to talk here at the Busy Bee. It's a post-game from the Media Day scrimmage. Overall, your thoughts about the Hugo Buffaloes for 2009?
Hey, I just think that it's going to be different. I think it's going to be offensively. I think we're going to see a lot of Willie McAllister, a lot of dump-off passes, a lot of delayed draws, and just throwing the ball around. Defensively, I think you're going to see linebackers shine all season long.
All right, next week it's Coach Williamson and the Hugo Buffaloes traveling to Tishomingo for a scrimmage. And then on the 27th, it's going to be at home for a scrimmage with, I believe, Tallahena and Atoka coming to town. That's going to be a lot of fun. Will Smith, we're going to be up in the booth a little bit for that scrimmage, kind of give you an idea of what's going to be happening on MyRock 96.5.
Yeah, that will be fun. And we're getting to see Atoka, a future district opponent, which it's kind of an old rivalry renewed. We've always played Atoka in the past, and we've kind of got out of that. But it's good to see them back in the district next year, and it will be fun.
All right, it's going to be a lot of fun. All right, breakfast just arrived here at the Busy Bee, so we're going to take a quick break. We'll see you on the 27th on MyRock 96.5, and check out the Coaches Show with Coach Darrell Williamson. It's Thursday night at 7 here on MyRock 96.5. This is HugoBuffaloFootball.com.